Chris Johnson here, and it's almost Thanksgiving, motherfuckers. I love Thanksgiving. I love this time of year in general. I love the whole fucking transition of everything. Like, fucking September, fall starts coming, baseball playoffs coming, football season. I know it starts getting dark earlier, which kind of fucking sucks, but like, it's pretty. I love the fucking colors of it. And then like, Halloween in October is fun, and you transition right from that to fucking Thanksgiving. You go right from that to fucking Christmas. And then like, afterwards, it fucking blows. Then there's like, jack shit. Then it's like, mid-January when I fucking finally take all my Christmas shit down. It's like, dude, I'm in this fucking frozen hellscape. Like, what the fuck do I do now? Like, what's coming next? Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day blows compared to fucking the shit we just went through. St. Patrick's Day? Again, blows. Look, I'm gonna fucking decorate my apartment for that shit just because I fucking love decorations and fucking red and green lights and shit. But like, let's be fucking real here. That shit pales in comparison to the shit in the fall. But anyway, Thanksgiving. I got a fucking story for you that's 22 years old. This has been burned into my fucking mind. It's another story about like how my dad sucks. I got a fucking like my dad sucks story for every fucking situation. You fucking name a scenario, I'd be like, dude, you know what happened? My dad fucking sucks. You know what he did one time involving this? And it's just gonna be there. But I was in school in 2000. It was my very first year of college. And, you know, I was a fucked up kid. I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing. I struggled a little bit going away, but like, I also didn't want to be home because fuck him. I mean, I went to college alone. I didn't go with anybody else. I'm actually glad I did it that way. I don't know. It just kind of forced me to get fucking rolling, you know? But I met my now ex in college. And we weren't dating yet in Thanksgiving of 2000, but we were talking all the time. It was a weird period. You know, I don't know what the fucking equivalent is, like when you're older and you have like a full-time job and shit, because I haven't fucking dated anybody and we're going on 7 years, I think. I'm not going to do the math because I don't really give a shit, but it's been a long-ass fucking time. And that was only like a month and a half, so like it wasn't deep enough to fucking know like how shit works when you're older. But like when you're fucking younger and you're like either in college or you don't have a full-time job yet or you know, late teens, early 20s, like you got nothing fucking going on, so you just fucking hang out all the time. It's awesome. We met at college. We didn't know each other beforehand, but we were in the same dorm. We just fucking hung out all the time. So I was taking her home for Thanksgiving. Like, she didn't have a car. We're going essentially to the same place. It turned out we lived like 8 miles away or whatever the fuck it was. So like, I'll drive your fucking ass home. Sweet. So Thanksgiving rolls around and it was a fucking huge storm. In college, they're like, hey, listen, Wednesday, you're getting the fuck out of the dorms. We're shutting this place down. Get the fuck out of here. And you're going to come back the Monday after Thanksgiving. So we pack up all our shit. I had a fucking 1989 Dodge Dakota pickup truck that I was driving at the time. Load all our shit in the fucking back. And we fucking leave. And it's a huge fucking storm. It's a goddamn nightmare. It was a disaster. It was so bad. We got to the fucking throughway, though, and everything cleared up. So, like, for the majority of the ride home after getting out of the fucking snowstorm in Oswego, it was fine. But then there was another snowstorm in fucking Buffalo. And there were fucking driving bans, and it was shutting shit down and everything. It was a goddamn disaster. So we had to get off the throughway at one point. And, like, this is 2000. We got no fucking GPS. We got no fucking phones. We don't know where the fuck we are going. Like, we're fucking spoiled by that shit now. Like, if I get off at the wrong exit, I'm like, ah, goddamn it. I look down, and the GPS just fucking reroutes my ass. It just says, like, okay, dickhead, you missed the fucking exit. If you get off here and you do a fucking U-turn here, everything's gonna be fucking fine. Back then, it's like, listen, buddy, I got some maps in the fucking glove box. Can you fucking open one of those up and let's see where the fuck we're going? So I didn't know whether to go north or south or whatever the fuck we ended up doing. So we get off wherever the fuck they kick us off the fucking throughway, which is weird if the fucking throughway shut down because there's like a big line and shit. It was might have been like Rochester or whatever the fuck. So we go up there, we find fucking 104, things are going fine again. It's cool. We start getting into Buffalo. It's a fucking mess. So I'm thinking like, how the fuck am I going to get home here? And like, no cell phones. Like, I didn't have a fucking cell phone then. At one point, we got stuck at like some gas station. There was a driving man. Like, we couldn't move. And like, there was a payphone there. Like, it's old school, fucking 2000. So like, we got like a quarter together and I went and I called my dad. And he could not be fucking bothered. Like, I think like my mom answered the phone. She's like, what's going on? And I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm stuck here. And I gave her like the fucking street. And like, I can't fucking go anywhere. Like, how the fuck do I get home? Where the fuck am I? And she's like, I don't know. Maybe we can come get you. And she's like, you know, going through all this shit in her head. I was like, well, can I talk to dad? Like, she's like, okay, let me go get him. And it was like a long pause. He did not want to fucking talk to my ass. Like, I am stuck. Like, your son, your 18-year-old son is stuck. He was trying to get home through a fucking snowstorm and he was fucking stuck. And you could not give a fuck less. You don't want to get off your fucking ass because you're watching TV to fucking see what the fuck is going on. So he picks up the phone. He's like, yeah. And I knew like once hearing that, yeah, like, ah, fuck, I shouldn't have done this. I should have just fucking not called at all. So I tell him what's going on. He's like, well, what do you want me to do about it? I was like, I'm just asking for, like, I'm fucking nervous here. I'm just asking for fucking advice. You know, you ever do that like with your parents? You're just like, you know what the fuck's going on, but you like ask them anyway, just for like reassurance. Just want to know that they give a fuck about you. But like anytime I ever did that, like I never felt like they gave a fuck about me. So it just made me feel worse, which is exactly what this conversation is doing. He's like, well, I can't get to you out there. I can't, what do you want? What do you want? I can't get to you. I can't get to you now. You're gonna have to fuck, you're gonna have to stay there. Okay, awesome. And I hung up and I remember going back in and my now ex, not yet girlfriend was in there and she must have noticed I was pissed. She was like, what happened? I was like, he's a fucking asshole. Like that's her introduction to my dad. I told her what happened and she's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Eventually, like things cleared up a little bit. So like certain people were getting out of there. Anyway, I finally got home. I dropped her off first because it just happened to be on the way and her mom was fucking drunk, which is my introduction to her mom. And she was always drunk. I got home. Nobody got up. My dad didn't get up. My mom didn't get up. You'd think they'd be like, oh my God, you're home. I'm glad everything's safe. They didn't give two shits. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I'm glad I'm fucking home. Welcome home, Chris Johnson. Nobody gives a shit about you. And I think about that every fucking Thanksgiving. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean. Podbean's the host. All the episodes are fucking there. Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Facebook, I'm going to put the podcast right in my timeline. Instagram, if you want to see me, there's a hot picture up. That is a maybe 5 minutes.